I know it wasn't one of your best games tonight, and you guys had the lead for most of the night there, but kind of let Goodland in there at the end, and I think you got to be pretty happy to kind of survive their late surge there at the end.
I mean, I'm always happy that we have a win, but I wasn't pleased with a lot of our effort. I felt like offensively we just kind of settled for a quick shot, and it's one thing if you're hitting constantly, yeah. But we weren't. And so that's where we need to be a little more disciplined. And, you know, I don't feel like we were really like that at all tonight. And then defensively, we gave them several open shots. Yeah. And, you know, they are good shooters. You can't do that to good shooters.
Well, they weren't hitting their threes right away, but those last three quarters, it seemed like they had a hard time missing threes. And
right.
Some of them were guarded shots. Some of them weren't.
Right. I mean, and you know what? I'm going to take the blame for a couple of those because we were in a zone at the time, so we had to get right back out. But after that, I mean, there's no reason to give somebody that much of a distance off of a shooter. No way.
You had some early foul trouble there with Emily Weathers. She played through it in the third and fourth quarters of four fouls, but it was good to see some other players kind of step up without her. And you lose a big post presence, definitely, but it was kind of by committee there and just kind of once again, Lindy Kennedy carrying the way in the second quarter. Kennedy kind of did as well, and then Amber at times.
You know, I mean, it's there's going to be days like that. Mm-hmm. And so everyone kind of has to be ready to step up and play a big role for us. I mean, sure, when Emily's out, it's a huge hole, but that shouldn't matter. We are a pretty deep bench, and so we should be ready to go at all times.
Do you feel like maybe how the game transpired and, you know, Goodland making those big runs late in each half, is this maybe more of a wake-up call for your team here early in this second part of this of the schedule?
You know, that's exactly what I said in the locker room. I said, you know, that should scare you. And I'm going to tell you, our practice this last week wasn't amazing, especially towards the end. And I understand. I mean, they're ready for a game. You know, practicing after Christmas break isn't probably the most entertaining thing to do, but we need to understand that people are coming after us every single game, and we have to know we have to bring our A game every night. And so hopefully we learn from this.
Yeah. Well, I think this is has to be definitely a step in the, you know, kind of the maturation process. You're still six games into the season and even with an experienced team here, but, you know, it was kind of unusual. Some of your turnovers down the stretch were kind of some uncharacteristic turnovers,
right,
leaving some players wide open and throwing it into traffic.
Right. Hopefully they just learn from it, because on Friday it's going to be a totally different story.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a more in-your-face defense on Friday, and luckily you have 2 days to prepare. What are some things maybe you work on here the next 2 days to get ready for Friday night?
Definitely our defense. I mean, Colby is probably the most disciplined team in our league. That, I mean, they'll have 20 passes in a possession and just kind of lull you to sleep a little bit. And if one person does not do their defensive assignment, they're going to score. And so we have to – everyone has to be on the same page and know exactly what we're doing. So these next 2 days in practice are going to be crucial.
Wasn't pretty at times tonight, but you guys find a way to pull it out here in the end and get the victory to move to 6-0 and, more importantly, 2-0 in conference play. Congratulations, Coach, on the win, and we'll talk to you later on here this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.